Just got some information I want to pass on to you. Since some of y'all were so kind. Denise ain't gone, is she? Gone. God damn it. She's going to miss it. Some of them left. They had to go. All right. Let's hope. They're going to be all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to spit it out to you.
Yes.
Number one, write this down. Life is too precious to live ordinary. All right. Now, there are three things that are going to extend your life and take you away from sickness and diseases. But you're going to have to, these three things. Simplicity, number one, is very simple. Number two, change. Change. Be willing to change. And number three, responsibility. Those three words are very important here. Simplicity, change, responsibility. That's on you. It's on you. You can hear information, but it's on you what you're going to do. I think I helped you some when I said 80-20.
Right. Yes, sir.
You can do 75-25.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Psalm 37:23, talk about the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So this is divine order that God given from his word for you to bring your health, maintain your health, and live your whole duration in good health. 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, let all things be done decently and in order. Along this line, we need to do the same thing. And I can't express some, well, first, it says 1 Corinthians, I think it's 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3:16, look at that right quick. It talks about not defiling the temple of God. I think it's verse 16 and 17, 16 through 18. You can read them yourself. Know you that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Go ahead. 17 verse says what? 17 verse, wait a minute, she's going to give me 17 verse. If any man defile, that word defile, you want to write that word defile and circle it. Because if you don't know what to do, that's one thing, but if you know what to do and don't do it, you're actually defiling the temple of God, all right?
Yes,
all right. In Psalm 139:14, I can't express how important that verse is.
Right.
And yourself, your inner life, has to know that. Your soul, when we talk about your soul, we're talking about you.
Yes, sir.
You have to know this, all right? And then Ezekiel 47:12, these are scriptures you can read and meditate, and you'll see that the fruit shall be for meat and the leaf thereof for medicine. Now, I keep messing this word up. The doctor order. The first thing they say, food for your.
Hippocrates?
No, not hypocrisy.
Right.
Hippocratic oath.
That was a doctor's oath, right. It says that food should be your medicine and medicine should be your food. They got way away from that because they didn't understand it. Nobody explained it in school, but the verses I gave you. And Genesis 1:29,
yes,
these verses I gave you is important. Both when I talked to you about Jesus went to the fig tree, you remember on one Sunday, when he was hungry, in Mark chapter 11.
Yes,
and then another time he took it back in the ninth chapter of John, when that man was blind,
right.
He spit on that mud,
right.
He took that man back to Nazareth. And then another thing I'm gonna tell you about, you know, somebody said, well, Jesus multiplied the bread. Read good. Barley bread.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just a few things, because you were looking for excuse. And then you have to understand the attack now is different than the attack was then.
Right.
And the food now is not like it was then.
Right.
So even though we had a whole lot of different fishes, codfish, 50% of codfish has cancer. An inspector who have to inspect cattle, see, they cut them open, they skin them, they cut them open, and they got inspectors got to inspect them before they go to the store. An inspector have to inspect 300 an hour. And if they find cancer in a cow, what they do is cut it out and then run it on down the line.
Oh,
my. So these are some of the things that give you some encouragement,
yes.
You know, that what I'm going to do. So you got to be real careful what you're eating, all right? All right, so now. This first statement is very important for you to hear. Medical doctors are trained to look at the symptoms. And what happens a lot of time, they find the symptom and they find something to suppress it with. That's not the solution, isn't it?
No, sir.
That's why you take medicine the rest of your life. Got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what happened, they give you drugs that mask, M-A-S-K, or hide these symptoms rather than teaching us how to change our diet and our lifestyle. You know, anytime a man operating on a man, take his heart out, freeze it, take some skin out of his leg, put it in there to make it his artery, and then tell him, now you can eat anything you want. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. You see? Now, all you're going to do is clog it back up. So they give drugs that mask or hide these symptoms rather than teaching us how to change our diet and lifestyle. That's what you need to know, how to change your diet. And I think I made it clear how you change your diet and your lifestyle, all right? They think through, by teaching you how to change your diet and lifestyle, the physical problem will go away. But by masking it, it's not going to go away. It's going to be smothered for a moment, smothered for a season, and it's going to come right back up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Every drug is liver toxic. Every drug is liver toxic. Every time you put a drug, you're putting some poison in your liver. See, what happened, he was so kind, God freed me up back in the office. He had called me all, but I'm just going to teach a remnant.
Thank you. And
don't be guilty of your own medicine now. Just keep taking your medicine. You'll know when. You see what I'm saying? Don't be guilty. You don't have to snatch yourself off. For every drug given, there's a side effect.
Right.
Now,
yes,
I read there's one drug have 80 side effects. Now, when this was written, I know it's greater than this now, George, but it says that there are 4,000 heart attacks every single day in this country. Now, that was written years back, so it might be double or three times as much. Heart attack. You know what I say about a heart attack, right?
Yes, sir.
You're attacking your heart. When you're sitting there putting all that grease and stuff in your mouth, you're attacking your heart. All right? All right? I want you to be educated here. A warning here, excessive protein contribute to toxema, excessive acidity, nutritional deficiencies, uric acid accumulation, and petrifying in the intestine. Now what happened when you eat something that your body, I can tell you, get kind of grafted. When you eat steaks and meat like that, it has no nutrition in it. Now, they told us in training us that we had to get our protein from meat and get certain from milk, you know. Now, dairy product, you need to leave alone. You can drink soy milk. You can drink almond, yeah. And I don't know if we drink soy, but it's almond milk, I know for sure. But any milk from a plant, coconut milk, any milk from a plant, all right. So what happened, consumption of animal products makes your body acidic.
Mm-hmm.
So watch what happened now. So the body robs the bones of calcium and alkaline mineral to help neutralize this excess acidity. So that's why people bones get weak.
Mm-hmm.
Because see, the digestive system is a fighting system.
Right.
And it does whatever it has to do. It said, man, they keep putting this stuff in here. So now it's going to do what it's going to draw out of your bone to try to get your body back more alkaline so it won't be so acidic. The body uses protein for maintenance and repair. When you eat stuff like the meat, when you eat stuff like meat, the body cannot use the non-altered protein properly. It rots in the digestive system. That's the only way meat rot, petrify, stink. That's why we got to use deodorant. You get your body clean, you ain't worry about too much deodorant. And you go to the bathroom, how bad it smell?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Nobody can't come in and say, blow it up. So what you're doing is, I want you to think immune system.
Yes, sir.
Immune system. So what you're doing is, this create problem for the body defense mechanism. And they talk about the immune system. Yes, sir. We have enough stuff, disease stuff going on now. So when your body is fighting, I want you to think colon. Colon is your large intestine. And you got to, that's one of the main things you got to do, is assimilation and elimination. So what you assimilate going to determine how you're going to eliminate. If you put the right stuff in there, your body can work with it and eliminate it properly, because all diseases come from two things, what you put in and blockage. What you put in and blockage. Diabetes comes from a blockage. High blood pressure comes from a blockage. You done got stuff in there, your body don't know what to do with it. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As the body try to deal with all this excess stuff you put in it, the colon become irritated and infected. Then you got a problem. It try to eliminate the dead animal flesh and toxin it contains. Let me see. This is what I taught yesterday. This is what I wanted. Bob ain't give me what I wanted, I don't believe. This it? Because I really want them to hear that. Well, she's pretty accurate. All right. Meat is killing us.
Right.
Yeah. Meat consumption is unnecessary for protein. This meat eating habit is a killer. Now watch this. Watch this. Anybody ever had any problem with cholesterol? All right, watch this. It should be noted that animal products are the only source of bad cholesterol in the diet. The only source. So it's quite simple.
Yeah.
Cut it out, cholesterol get right. So now, cholesterol, after a while, cholesterol is the clogger.
Yes, it is.
I said cholesterol is the clogger. He's the one, the cholesterol is the one clog your arteries up. And that lead to the heart attack. Cut the meat out, no cholesterol going in.
Amen.
Or cut your portion back if you got to have it. I've been off it for going on 9 weeks now.
Yeah.
I think I'm right, over 8 weeks. The main reason approximately 50% of all Americans die of heart disease and stroke is that their arteries are clogged up with cholesterol. People who do not eat animal product practically never have a cholesterol problem. It still don't sound like what I taught yesterday. Make sure. Montreal, where you at? Because I had some more things. I think maybe it's it. I teach so much, you know. But some things I'm looking for. The beef industry has contributed to more American death than all the wars of this century, all natural disasters, and all the automobile accidents combined.
My goodness.
I mean, it ought to say something to you. It's saying something to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you love it that much?
Yeah.
It's going to take some effort. I'm going through some effort, you know? I think that's it. A meat inspector is required to check approximately 300 carcasses per hour. So they check them. They're going around on that thing, you see. Many people are unaware of the cancer growth in animals, which must be cut out prior to being sold to the consumer in the supermarket. You think they got it all out?
No.
See, it's money, billion, trillion. Keep it rolling. And the big bucks, that's why money is important. The big bucks keep it rolling. Buy out our black Supreme Court man. He used to work for a company. What company used to work for? He used to work for a company, and they wanted to get something passed by this stuff, and they got him on that, and so they got it passed. I'll get further information on that. We heard it. Now, here come a hurdle. As these diseases in cattle and poultry become immune to the drug being used to control them. So there's cholesterol in chicken. Oh, Lord, you say, I get my chicken, you know. I get my chicken. So as they destroy people, what happened, the medical industry has to go up with higher poison in their medicine to deal with the higher content of poison you have in you. You see, you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to just keep you a few more minutes. Some have been convinced of the need to avoid red meat. Unfortunately, believe poultry and fish are healthy choices. Not so. Chicken contain the same cholesterol pound for pound as beef. Oh, you know the cow bigger than the chicken, but it still got the cholesterol in it. Oh Lord. Breast is often contaminated with salmonella and loaded with growth hormone. In other words, they shoot them up. And so you're eating that hormone too. So you're wondering why you're getting bigger. You're eating hormone, that's why you're getting bigger. Is this what we need for our precious family? The question is asked. Recent tests have shown that 50% of market but codfish have been found to have cancer. I told you that a few minutes ago. Fish have been shown to have twice the cholesterol of pork or beef. Now, I eat salmon. I got salmon, but I had a salmon flew in from Alaska. That's why I told y'all I need your money.
Yes, sir.
You see, you need money to get these special food. We can't go down there to the fire and Walmart and get this.
That's the truth.
Yes, sir. So you need your money.
Yes, sir.
You know, our lakes and pond and stream and river and ocean, they are, where we swim, they're polluted. Now here's another thing. I don't know if you know how much you know about this. I didn't know a whole lot about this. Another serious problem with all animal product is they contain zero fiber. The lack of fiber in meat, dairy, I still don't think this is the one I taught you. Yesterday. Is this it? You taught the bottle? She said, that's it. Exactly what I taught y'all in the class yesterday. Y'all look at your notes and make sure this is it. Because I was saying something else. The lack of fiber in meat, and egg lead them to rot in the colon, causing constipation. I'm going to read that again. See, because it takes fiber, the colon don't have a pump like your heart. It takes fiber to go in there, and that fiber causes the pumping to start, so you can pass those things you done put in your body, because they're supposed to be passing through, they're not supposed to stay in there. That's where upset stomach come from and all that stuff come from, because that stuff just sitting in there and your organ don't know what to do with it. They're trying to get it out. See, you got no fiber. Just laying there, a big hunk of meat just laying there. Yes, go ahead.
On the the food that you eat is supposed to go through your body and come out of you between 16 to 24 hours.
All right, the food you eat, you go in your body, need to come out 16 to 24 hours.
After you've eaten.
After you've eaten.
So once you let it stay in there, and usually when you eat meats, it'll stay in there 36 hours. That gives the parasites and all the bacteria and everything time to incubate and multiply. And that's where people get worms. People have worms and all that kind of stuff in them.
She done brought it to another level. Yeah, they build a colony. I wasn't going to tell you right now, but they build a colony up in you.
Right.
Because they got the funk to deal with.
Oh,
you know?
And they thrive on that putrefied.
The stinking stuff is dead.
That's in there.
So if you don't get it out there fast enough, see, because actually, can I talk with you?
Yes, sir.
Actually, a half hour to an hour after you eat, you need to go to the restroom.
That's true. Oh, Jesus.
And we're rid of people having one bowel movement a week. Where that stuff went there? It's all up against the wall in their body, and it's creating for what Carolyn told. Go ahead.
And so when you go to eliminate, you're thinking you're eliminating. You really don't realize it's worms and all that kind of stuff that are in there. But once you go to eliminate, it eliminates some of the waste. But they've latched onto the inside of your colon, and they stay there until you put some more meat and whatever it is down in there that dies, that's dead, that is of no use to you, and they thrive on that once it rots.
Yeah.
So if you're having one or two or three bowel movements a week, then you're in bad shape. I mean,
you
probably got worms and stuff in there that needs
you
to
come out. You got problems. Superlax. Superlax, 4 in the morning and 4 in the evening. I'm taking Superlax. So a half hour after I eat, I'm going to the restroom. I don't want no worms up in me. Parasites up in me. Lord have mercy. And hear what I'm saying, though. Hear what I'm saying. You change your eating habit.
Yeah.
That food, you don't have to go in there.
Right. Right.
See, stay away from the doctor.
Right. Amen. That's right.
Stay away from the hospital.
Right. Yes, sir. That's right.
Well, just face it.
Yes.
Stay away from, I got a lot of doctor friends. George was the head of a whole glamour. He know more than we know, the whole glamour thing. But stay away from that. Because if the doctor don't know the solution, if he's suppressing the thing, see, and look, we can't, all nutritionists, if people say they're nutritionists, you can't trust them.
Nope.
You see, my question is, I teach on finances. Mm-hmm. All right, then, Apostle, what's your portfolio?
Right. That's right. Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what you ask. Anybody try to get you to invest money, say, may I see your personal portfolio?
Right.
And prove to me that you have made this work.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you have doctors die at 40, 50, just normally dying like everybody else.
That's right.
Because they don't know what to do. Now I think about my doctor who died. If I could have talked to him now, most likely I wouldn't, because they're way up here. You can't get to him. But what I know I could have saved his life. See, the right food drive cancer out.
Yeah.
You don't have to cut it out.
Right.
Now, so thank God for all alive and saved, but God ain't putting nothing in you to be cut out.
Right.
It was cut out because of your bad lifestyle. So whatever out, not just out. Go ahead on and eat right and get yourself straightened out. Use what you got left. See, I'm not talking about that because it worked anyway. What she's saying, years back I had that 3 or 4 years ago, but I ain't have none of that. It ain't going to me for nothing no more.
Right.
No, that's right.
Because I've learned better now. I know how to keep them out.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
See, and y'all stop panicking when you have a look. Your body talks to you. You got a headache. Your stomach hurting. Your vomit, that's a friend.
Yes,
that's getting poison out of you. You got to run the stomach? That's fine. That's the Lord getting something out of you. All right, can I really talk to you?
Yes,
you pee a little off more than you usually pee, keep on peeing. There's something coming out of you.
Yes.
You know, it's just grown men and women. Just talk to them. I got to kid you, but just talk. You see what I'm saying? Don't get, I got to do something. I got up 4 times last night. Just so what? Get your tail. I'm going to the restroom. I'm going back and get in bed. And keep eating right here. Just straighten up. Another serious problem with all animal products is they contain zero fiber. The lack of fiber in meat, dairy, and egg leave them to rot in the colon, causing constipation. Now, what you eat and constipation, that's the two enemies. Because what you're eating is wrong, it's going to cause constipation. If you eat right, you're not going to have no constipation. And then you get super light and you take this stuff. And not no X-Lac, Superlac, because X-Lac got medicine in it too.
Mm-hmm.
And then when your bowels start moving right, then you can get off it.
Right.
You're eating right, you're eating fruit, and you ain't got that meat clogging up your body anymore. So your system rolling. You see what I'm saying? It is in the fiber which can only be found in plant that act as an intestinal broom to keep our colon clean. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
It is the fiber which can only be found in plant life that acts as an intestinal broom to keep our colon clean, keep everything moving. This statement is going to be an off-the-hook statement. I know some of y'all are getting hungry now. We do not have to be sick. Write that down. We do not have to be sick. Let me give you a secret. In the beginning, when God created man, up to the flood, there was no sickness. Nobody was sick. After the flood, everything started doing, cooking. And it went from 900 something years to 100 years. That's very simple. Prior to the flood, no sickness, and people living 900 something years. They got over and started eating a diet that is away from what God diet was. They started dying. So now people, you're dealing with people at large, can come up with a lot of arguments to discount this biblical approach to nutrition, okay? But they can't argue with results experienced over and over by those who follow these programs. Oh, I got this word here. When a man diet was exchanged for God diet, it brought unprecedented, I'm saying it right?
Yes, sir.
Degenerative results in the quality of people's life. No doubt about it. We do not have to be sick. Jesus told us that we reap what we sow. Now that voice can be applied.
Right.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth. Just take, put that in the eating category.
Yeah.
Why we won't put it in the money category and all the other categories? It's still the same thing. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. I don't like what we've been reaping.
Amen.
So we got to change our eating habit. Jesus told us we reap what we sow. For decades, we've been self-serving creatures of comfort.
Wow.
For decades, we have been self-serving creatures of comfort. Comfort food. How many of y'all know about comfort food? You get a little irritated, somebody and vex you.
Right.
You go get you. I'm going to get me a piece of cake, ice cream. It drive you to that. Call it comfort food. Go get me some Krispy Kreme donut. So today we are emotionally, spiritually, and physically sick world. The medical industry have offered no salvation. What can we do to get back to the balance we once enjoyed? Number one, and I'll be preaching about it tomorrow, we must turn to God's wisdom. The more we get to know God and his way, the more we receive knowledge and understanding. I still don't feel this is what I was supposed to be teaching. It might be it, though. Like I say, oh, hallelujah. It's good anyway. As we arm ourselves with God, now let me read a little bit, all right? As we arm ourselves, you take note as fast as you can. As we arm ourselves with God knowledge, because I'm getting hungry now. We will increase, but you know what I'm eating, right? I'm like, Joanne about to cook me some onion and bell pepper and what?
Vegetable
stir fry. Look how good it looks.
Yes,
I feel
good.
I feel good, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
feel good. I got energy, man, energy. Energy. I would tell you some other things, but you can't handle it right now. What? We will increase our longevity, joy, and productivity. All right? Government health agencies have completely overlooked what is good and natural. Guess what happened? Here's what Paul said about referring to health officials and some of these smart people you try to teach. I don't even know what that scripture is, but he said, but their understanding was futile, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You look it up. Y'all got all that stuff, y'all can look it up. We must be wiser than the world sages. The human race have upset the natural balance God had set up. After years of abusing natural laws, have finally caught up with us.
Yeah.
We are reaping unnatural illnesses, such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease. These are all unnatural.
Right.
We at them.
Yes.
Lady said, now, lady, doctor said, she said, we don't eat cancer. No, she wrong. How it got there?
Right.
See, you ate it, you had the wrong thing, and it built up in your body, and it blocks up, and your cancer came. The only general cure for disease is prevention. Fast food has re-educated our taste bud to the point of dependence. We must transition into a healthy eating habit, but so many have been unable to make that transition. We must be saved from the wages of poor nutrition. I think I'm going to stop, because I'm not feeling this. I'm going to tell you this right quick. I'm going to tell you how to eliminate. The only way to eliminate sickness, you won't eliminate any sickness in your body, right? So the only way to eliminate sickness and reach your ultimate level of health is to quit consuming harmful substance, such as meat, dairy, sugar, salt, white flour, and other processed food, which cause or contribute to the sickness. Very simple. Very simple. And begin to nourish in your body living cells. When that juice go down in your body, and when you're drinking juice, you get your juice, and when you're drinking juice, half hour after you drink, don't eat nothing, don't drink nothing else, because that juice is going straight to your cell, and giving help to your cell. Then a half hour later, you're gonna eat something else. Go ahead, on. All right. I only did this by permission. When I got back to the Lord, give me permission to come out here. So let's take a turn back to the garden. Write that down. Back to the garden. Jesus came to offer us eternal life with our Father in heaven in the next life, experience abundant physical life by following the guideline he had given us in the Bible. God has given us a blueprint for the proper care and maintenance of our bodies. Number one, doctors, nutritionists, and scientists searched everywhere for answers and found none. Doctors, and call it nutritionists because a lot of them full of bull. A lot of nutrition for the bull too. All right, the brilliant scientists are looking for gene, viruses, germ or bacteria, and yet the answer escaped them. That's scientists, all right? Watch what happened here now. Watch what happened. Information is good. The doctors are looking for that miracle drug, but they never seem to be able to find it. Okay. I mean, you got so many medicine on the market, man. You know, you're a pharmaceutical man. Y'all have been there. John,
It's big business.
It's big business.
Yes,
there you go. There you go. Big business. $1 trillion business. You think I'm going to tell all y'all how to get off medicine? You may be out of your mind. You think I'm going to tell you don't have to be cut up on? You can prevent being cut up on? Huh? You think I'm going to tell you that? And then, matter of fact, I don't know what to tell you no way if I want to tell you. Because I'm not educated enough in that field. Some of them know. All right. Nutritionists tell us how many milligrams. These are false nutrition. That's always behind all that stuff because they say I'm a herbalist. You got some bad ones. Nutritionists tell us how many milligrams and international unit we need for each vitamin and mineral. Yet our national health continues to deteriorate. The government, here you go, the government put billions of dollars into research, and the more they spend, the poorer our health becomes. Why did they not find a solution? Now, this is going to be good for you. Why did they not find a solution? The answer is they have neglected to look for the cause. So let me simply show you what the cause is. Oh, that tastes good, huh? That big warm having a party. Yeah, that is good. Come on, send it on down here. I'm trying to make you think about it. Why are they not finding solution? The answer is they have neglected to look for the cause. You making $1 billion, you think I'm going to look for any cause? Shoot. Unless and until the cause of the disease is recognized, understood, and removed, the illnesses we suffer will never be eliminated. We cannot eat the diet of this world and enjoy perfect health. That's enough. Y'all been here long enough. Great.
I just want to add to what he was saying. The very first thing that you need to do to start.
He ain't coming up with some more wine, man. No, go ahead.
Trying to eliminate them. The first step you need to do is to get your colon clean.
Get your colon clean.
Now, many times people think, well, my heart is here, and I got a kidney back here, and my liver is here, and my lung is here. But everything is touching within you. Everything is touching. There's no space
gaps
in there, no gaps in there where a little gel or something is or whatever. It's always a compact in there. And so the colon and the bowel is the same thing. The colon starts like from here where the appendix is down here. The colon goes up here, goes across, comes down, and comes out at the bottom down there. So the colon and the bowel, which is interchangeable, the name is the same thing. It's touching everything. It touches every major organ. They're touching every major organ, and it's about that big, and it goes around through there, comes across and comes down. And so it's important that it stays clean, because if it gets toxic, it clogged up, then it's next to your liver, then it's going to affect your liver. The toxin's going to leak out next to your liver or your pancreas or your lungs or your small intestines or your stomach. I mean, it's all in there compact. And so you see, a lot of times people might have a big girth. That's because that colon is full and it's not eliminating. And you just need to kind of keep your colon clean. The first step to health is to get your colon clean and detox your colon. And then probably 50 to 80% of whatever problem you have will be gone by then. And it doesn't take that long for you to feel better or for it to help you. About a week.
Hey, give him Montreal got something. Give him Montreal, he got something.
I was listening to a study yesterday, and they said your colon, they said if stuff goes in and it doesn't go all the way out, and the guy was showing a picture of the colon, he says, if you see the tube going all the way around, he said what happens is the colon will push that, it'll hold it, so it'll push it out and make cysts in the side of your colon, so your colon will have bulges. She made me think about it when she said it's wrapped around, because it'll bulge out.
Little pockets
and cysts, and they just pack all that stuff, so it never comes out. And so he said what happens is it sits there and it gets hard. And it'll petrify in that, he said, and then it gets hard and it causes problems, of course, cancer and all that different stuff, because it hardens up in the colon. So it doesn't go through. It just makes little pockets on the side of it because it's not supposed to be in there.
So in other words, hard feces.
Yeah.
So there's stuff in you haven't come out for years, in me. Haven't come out for years because we kept eating the same thing. But now those vegetables and the fruit really is a cleaning agent. And so I eat a lot of fruit. I eat a lot of blueberries, blackberries. I eat kiwi. I eat, what else, Joanne? Strawberry, apples, because they go in there with that fiber, and they're washing me out on the inside, okay? And if it take a while, the numbers don't change, don't worry about that. Just keep doing what's right. It got to change. You follow what I'm saying? Get the colon clean. Get some Superlax. Get that colon. Not X-Lax. And listen, it's not going to say, well, I got a job. I can't be taking that stuff. No, it's going to treat your general.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's going to treat you. X-Lax, you don't take that and go to no work. You hold one hand on the bathroom door and the other one is with a fork. Give me a little something to eat here. But see, it's a different. And you'll be able to drive and all that stuff because I take it, I'm here this morning. I've taught you an hour or 2 hours, you know. It mostly, right after you eat, Then you go to the restroom. You know, you can just about control your bowel. You know, your mind get connected to your bowel. But get that clean, and then change your eating habit as much as you can. And I think you're gonna come to a point where you'll have testimony. I thought getting testimony in the morning. I didn't know it. It's happening. It's fast. You know. So that's great. All right.
I had some more to say, but I just want to tell you these. Write these down. These are documentaries that you can go to Netflix and pull them up and watch them, and it'll give you some enlightenment on the food and the food industry.
Some of y'all have seen some of them, but great.
And one is Fork Over Knife.
How many of y'all have seen that? Oh, I don't see many hands. Oh, you need to see that.
Fork Over Knife.
F-O-R-K. You know what the fork is.
So in other words, either you eat yourself healthy or you're going under the knife. It's fork. You choose the fork over the knife. Okay? Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. There's a part one and a part two. And food, the next one is Food, Inc. Food, Inc. That's some serious stuff there. Yeah. And another one is Food Matters. And another one is Fed Up. And you can go to YouTube and look this up. Uprooting the Leading Cause of Death. A Dr. Greger is on there, and he's going to tell you some statistics. Greger, Dr. Greger, G-R-E-G-O-R. And G-E-R.
Since you're a good class, I'm going to send you to a wild man. Since you're such a good class, I'm going to send you to a wild man who really going to shack your tail out. Mm-hmm. Dr. Richard? Shoot, how you spell his name?
S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. Richard Schultz.
He got 8 lessons. Now, Carol and I have quit looking at television. We're looking at this all the time now because we want to get educated.
Amen.
So Dr. Show had a lot of patients coming to him.
Right.
They crawl in his place, incurable,
right,
and walk out after 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
Now, he asked you this. Do you smoke, John? He asked you, do you smoke? Mm-hmm. See, if I'm going to be your doctor, nutritionist, you had to start smoking. You wouldn't start smoking? And John tell me no, he said, get out.
Yeah, right.
Wow. He said, get out. Yeah, and a lot of miracles. You're going to hear about a lot of miracles and signs and wonders to doing things the right way.
Right.
Dr. Choate, Dr. Choate might cuss every now and then. You know, he'll tell you, bull. he's rough. But ask the name up there if you can. Look at the name. You see the name? You got it? You on your own. You can't say, Pastor told me to do this. No, it's a risk.
Right.
You take it yourself.
Right.
I don't want nobody come here talking about, I take this, Pastor told me that. No, I ain't taking no responsibility for nothing.
Right.
I'm just saying, you take the responsibility.
That's
right. Your body acting up.
Right.
Okay, I'm just sharing information with you.
That's
what we got to do. See, we got to say this because we don't want nobody to say, but I took this and probably didn't do it right. Probably had some other stuff with it, but just want to put it on the stuff now because you want to excuse the cop out. All right?
Yes, sir.
So you're on your own. And you got to be willing. This stuff ain't on. You took a risk eating the. You ain't put that on nobody. You got high blood pressure. And now you ain't never went to back to.
Right. Right.
You ain't never went back to none of them.
Right.
You said all that. You ain't never went back to none of them. See, we got to be careful because big money, they get mad money come at you. So, but you ain't never went back to none of them and said, listen, my daughter got cancer. We've been here, we come here 3 times a week.
Right.
You know they got lawyers for you, right?
Yeah.
We didn't tell you eat it. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, y'all go get y'all something to eat now.
Yes,
yes, they need that book. No, that's the book right there. Give them that book. Write this down.
Recipes for Life from God's Garden.
I believe a lot of these notes came from there.
Mm-hmm. It's by Rhonda J. Malkmus.
So you read the front of the book, a lot of information in the front of the book. Then you got a lot of gorgeous recipes for your children, for you, salad, desserts. See, what you got to think about, all this eating is not nasty.
Right.
You got some good, you just don't know what, you got to know how to fix it. Good place. I mean, enjoy.
Yeah.
I enjoy. Joanne fix some stuff. I just enjoy.
Yes, sir.
You can go to H Acres, H as in house or horse, Acres, ACRES.com. HAcres.com. And you can buy this book.
All right, that's enough. Peace. You through? You through? Peace. Get up out of here. All right.
It's on there.
That's why you're looking so cute.
Y'all listen. What I'm going to do, I don't know. I'm going to have some special session.
Yes, sir.
And it only going to be by invitation.
Okay.
And so people who are interested. So I don't know. I might need to have somewhere for y'all to sign up. And don't force yourself. You don't want to sign up. You know, if you're satisfied. But I probably need something set up in Montreal that can sign up. I don't know. I'll just call the meeting, and you'll get a phone call and say the meeting going to be at a certain time in a certain place, and we'll do it. Yes, sir. I'll receive. Yes. I'll tell it because the testimony helped. Give me a mic. It helped when somebody have some results. How many of y'all like results? All right, listen to her.
I was on IBS pills and blood pressure pills. And so a while back, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome pills.
Yeah.
So that's all of this. And
that's a digestive system, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Right? So they know what it is, huh? Huh?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
All right.
And so, well, and then when Apostle said that the constipation and the mucus was the worst thing for your body. And then I heard him say that the blood pressure was caused by this being all cluttered up. Okay,
sure.
So I decided, okay, I'm just going to start eating right. And I used a little Rival, like a bullet, and started doing fruits and things up in there. And so after that, I started going to the bathroom more. And I was still taking the blood pressure pills, but then one morning, it just hit me, I'm not doing it anymore, because he kept saying there was nothing but poison. So after that, I couldn't do it anymore. I got off the sugar, started feeling bad. Then I thought I would go back.
Got off the sugar and started feeling bad. Got it?
Great. You know how you when you're on dope, and you're going through withdrawal?
Yeah, right, that's withdrawal.
Right.
See,
so
sugar is a drug.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So I decided I would take, I thought I would take the pills, because I was feeling like, okay, I need the pills. So when I took the pills, I felt worse. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. So I haven't taken a blood pressure pills in 2 weeks and been off the IBS pills longer than that because it was making my throat really, really dry and I couldn't sing. I was like, well, that's gone. So, but I'm off and I'm not going back. So they're somewhere and I'll drop them off, but I'm not going back.
All right. So now, so here's what we're going to do. Over the months, give it some time. We're going to document. Okay. We're going to document. We're going to testify. They overcame him by the word of their testimony. We're going to like that. We're going to document that. We're going to document. Sherry had a testimony. We got to document the young girl who she's, I think she's gone. She got off of diabetes medicine.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to document. We're going to start. Yeah, that's your wife, right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to start documenting. These are honest people.
Right.
That's these good Christian going, loving God people. So we ain't got no junk going on. And so as we make these documents, and read them all to the glory of God. When others hear the testimony, it gives them courage, and they'll know my time is coming. You don't just jump and do something, but just believe and do what's right. That's God's diet, and the same thing could happen. All right? Amen. Great. Yes. Yes. Somebody saying something? Y'all got it?
Yes,
track it.
Track it, right.
Yeah, track it. What?
Say it on the mic.
Oh, you want to say it on the mic. Say it on the mic, Junior.
Keep a journal of what you're doing today. I decided to make this change. For breakfast, I juiced lemons, apples, carrots, whatever. And you keep track of what you're doing so that on day one, you know we're dealing with high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever it may be, irritable bowel syndrome. And after day 30, you will have it documented what I was doing, what I changed, and how I feel now. And therefore, when we go to the larger Water Life Christian Center, it's not one person. It's not two people. It's not three people. It's 40, 50, 60, 100 people that, and you can't deny results.
Okay. So that's what we're going to do. Now, my truck going to set up where you can sign. If you don't want to sign, don't sign. I ain't going to hold nothing against you because I really don't want you here if you don't want to be here because I really want the people who really want to hear it and can make those changes. And, you know, we'll call this meeting, so my truck will have it. You'll get a text. Apostle going to teach Friday night, Saturday morning, whatever. Try to give it a convenient time where you can get there. And you may not be able to make it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're texting you don't come, that don't mean you didn't want to come. I know sometimes you can't. And you know, my family and myself, we just love people. And we know we're assigned to you as a family. We just want to tell you the truth. And to do that, you got to stand up against some people. Some people are getting angry and upset because they think we're doing what's wrong. But I know in my heart, 42 years of experience working with the Lord, I'm doing the right thing.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing the right thing. I prayed for people for years, and they're still sick. They get well and come right back. And if you keep feeding your body that junk, you know, boy's day. Your boy's day come up. Holiday come. You want to eat something else? I mean, you know, you use your own discretion. That's fine.
Get the super lax and get it out.
Get the super lax and get it out, yeah. get it out fast. Yeah. You'll work out a balance. Once you understand the concept, you'll work out a balanced lifestyle. I'm telling you, you're smarter than you think you are. All you need is the information. I mean, human beings are real smart. We're smart people, but we just got to get the right information. And to get the right information, we got to go to the right source.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's right.
So what we have to gain for going against the grain. But help people.
Right.
See? I told the man, the man at the Tim Morrow, after I sent so many people to him, they sent it on Calendar computer every time one of y'all would get something. Then he talked to me, talking about, I'll send you a check. I said, check for what? I don't want no check, man. I'm rich already. I'm just trying to help my people. He said, no, I need to send you something. I said, no, because if you send me something, I'll send it back. He sent Barbara one, Barbara sent it back to him. We don't play them games. This is no money issue. That's why I told my people, don't try to rather than make no money off of this. We're trying to get our help together here, straight here now.
Right.
And I don't want no money.
Right.
I don't want to prostitute you.
Right.
Oh, you know, I don't need that. Just give the people what they ask for.
Right.
Peace. Right.
I need to say one more thing.
What,
you
boy,
got to be willing
when
to
you get Calvin to talk, buddy, you better. Go ahead.
You got to be willing to read.
Yes,
and do your research. And just go to the internet and pull up some stuff on especially with
now watch, you got some food now. See, you need to try to stick with the people I'm telling you.
Yeah, Dr. Schultz.
If you get on there, you're gonna have a lot of other faces. Don't go to them.
Right. Yeah.
Great.
Dr. Schultz's website, I don't even know it right offhand. But if you look him up, if you Google him, his website will come up.
They can get anywhere they want to go. They know.
He has books out there on how to detox the liver, how to detox the kidney, how to detox the your colon, and get all that
clean. I know a lady was going to the restroom 5 times a night or more. She detoxed her kidney and sleep all night. Wow. One time. What kid that was? Detox your kidney. All right, go ahead, honey. Excuse me, I cut you off.
No, but he has a lot on his page. And then hacres.com, where Malcolm's, this book, is, they have other books on there that they have also videos and different things of that nature. But you can go to YouTube and pull up Dr. Richard Schultz, and you'll find all the information you need, and you'll be blessed. You will absolutely be blessed.
Any of y'all used to drink alcohol or beer or stuff like that? Uh-huh. Beer? Y'all used to drink? All right. After you drank 6 or 7 beers, you didn't say, you know, the 8-1, I don't know, this might be too much, man.
No, you drink it.
Right? Right? See, but with good stuff, man, all this stuff. Well, how many of y'all ever had any donuts? How about Krispy Kreme hot? You say you're going to eat 3. How many of you had? I'll say I'll eat 3, I had 7. You know, but I never was scared, you know, say, I better not take the other one. I said, give me another one. So why you won't say that about eating stuff to help you? All these pills, they won't detox this. You see my point? See, that's the psychology of the world to keep you from going to your health, all right? That's it. Peace.